This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is Nothing is Too Difficult. It was written and read by Ben Van Aragon. The scripture for today is Jeremiah chapter 32, verses 17 through 23. Ah, Lord God, it is you who has made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. You show steadfast love to thousands, but you repay the guilt of fathers to their children after them. O great and mighty God, whose name is the Lord of hosts, great in counsel and mighty indeed, whose eyes are open to all the ways of the children of man, rewarding each one according to his ways and according to the fruit of his deeds. You have shown signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, and to this day in Israel and among all mankind, and have made a name for yourself as at this day. You brought your people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and wonders, with a strong hand and outstretched arm, and with great terror. And you gave them this land, which you swore to their fathers to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey. And they entered and took possession of it. But they did not obey your voice or walk in your law. They did nothing of all you commanded them to do. Therefore, you have made all this disaster come upon them.
Periodically, I counsel couples in crisis. When there is conflict or neglect between partners, it can be encouraging to recall times of mutual fulfillment and happiness. It helps to remember when life together was good. In Jeremiah, God repeatedly used marital language. God called himself Israel's husband. He called his people an unfaithful spouse. Jeremiah recalled God's faithfulness and recounted good times past. The marriage seemed to be over, but Jeremiah had hope. For his God, nothing was too difficult. God continued to see his relationship with his people as a marriage. As marriage partners go, God could have done better. We are perpetually enticed by substitute spiritual loves. We are pathologically self-absorbed. We are chronically neglectful of the one who gave his life for us. By rights, the marriage should be over. But nothing is too difficult for our God, not even loving us. Through Jesus Christ, God chooses to see the best in us. He chooses to highlight our good times and promises even better times to come. Like a patient spouse, God invites us to go the distance with him. We may repeatedly fall short and fail to be the partner he deserves, but God is able to make our relationship great and make us better in the process. Nothing is too difficult for him.
This has been Words of Hope. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, including a print copy of this devotional, just visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And please, join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.